Hi again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford, as the Bears move into the final game of the first quarter of a season that is flying by. They meet the Dallas Cowboys on October 1st, a Monday nighter in Dallas against the Cowboys.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
So let's start with the offense, and I say defuse the bomb because the Cowboys definitely have one. For the third time in four games, the Bears offense has to deal with a 34 defense, and the Dallas version includes the bomb that can go off at any time, and that bomb is DeMarcus Ware, capable of ruining a game plan all by himself this season. Maybe a slower start, still with four sacks. He had a hamstring injury back in training camp, five knockdowns in a couple of hurries, so Jamarcus Webb and Gabe Kareem, you will see a lot of the six-time Pro Bowler, and they will need assistance in keeping him off Jay Cutler's back and out of his face. Ware's first step quickness, explosion off the edge, and his attack mentality is still strong 8 years into his great career. How the Bears scheme Ware and how they execute that plan is a big key to the overall execution of the Bears offense. The Bears had a lot of room for improvement with low efficiency ratings in the passing game, first down offense, and third down conversions. The Cowboys have played a lot of press coverage in three games, and corners Brandon Carr and Mike Jenkins are good at it. Carr, in fact, has yet to allow a completion in 21 snaps playing press coverage, according to Pro Football Focus. You know, it's been a good start for the Bears defense against Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers, and Sam Bradford. That trio has managed to direct drives, leading to just a combined 36 points. So in order to continue that trend, the Bears defense must not allow Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo to ad-lib his way out of a pressured pocket. He's elite when he maneuvers through and around collapsing protection. It's when he makes his big plays down the field. And the Bears will try to eliminate Romo's escape routes with waves of consistent pressure. They've been managing to do that very well so far, leading the league in sacks with 14. Tampa blitzed Romo nonstop last week. It made him very jittery in the pocket. It made his line jittery with an NFL season-high six false starts at home, which is unthinkable. The line also committed two holding penalties and gave up four sacks. Against the run, the Bears have to prevent second-year back DeMarco Murray from getting the edge. He's averaging 4.9 yards per carry running to the left sideline and 6.6 yards per carry running to the right sideline. Murray has speed to turn the corner, so containment out of the edges is critical. It appears Devin Hester is very close to launching his NFL record-tying 19th return touchdown with his mentor, Deion Sanders. He was very close to breaking one against the Colts, close to doing the same against the Rams. He's returning the ball very well on kickoffs and punts. He's doing his best at making the most of his limited opportunities, particularly in the punt game. For the most part, punters are just kicking it out of bounds or challenging him with sky-high hang time. However, there is bound to be a miss hit coming soon, and a kick intended to go out of bounds could land right in Devin Hester's wheelhouse. In terms of coverage, the Cowboys rank top five in the NFL in both punt and kick coverage. My intangible this week is rather short and right to the point. Mute the noise. Dallas Cowboys Stadium is a massive facility. It holds better than 80,000 fans, so it will be noisy. With the kind of pressure the Cowboys are capable of creating defensively with their rush linebackers DeMarcus Ware and Anthony Spencer, a sack or two will crank up that volume. The Bears offense has to find a way to mute the crowd. The best way to do that, field position, first downs, scoring drives, and forcing three and outs defensively so the Cowboys never get their lather up offensively. So that's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford here on ChicagoBears.com. Be sure to join us for the broadcast on Monday, October 1st on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. My partner Tom Thayer and myself will start the pregame coverage at 4:30, kickoff 7:30 from Dallas for the big Monday nighter. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.